Today good. Tomorrow, yeah. Right now, 34 degrees. The grease here. Yeah, I feel good. I feel nice. Ba-do-da-do-dee-da. Sugar and spice now. Because I got you in my corner. And that makes me feel real good, having you in my corner. Of course, I got some big guns in my corner, too. I mean, if I ever really got in a jam, you know what I'd do? I'd pull out my trump card. I'd go to the family.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything that could incriminate me, but I'll just say this much.
I'm connected. I remember when we have parties at the house. Pop, who made an honest living, but every now and then invite these guys over that had bulges under their suit jackets, that had that look in their eye that said you gave them respect. And every now and then there was a time when the kids would be shooed out of the room, the doors would close, and I was left with the women to wonder what was happening. Well, I never really thought about it. They never came to me. Then when Estelle and I were having our problems, and I realized that the divorce was going to cost me a fortune, that I had worked enslaved as a boss jock, traveled around, I'm going to have to divide it in half at least, and then write her checks? No way. That's when I went back to that house to talk to the godfather. I'll never forget as he looked up from the desk. He smiled and said,
Eno, it's been a long time. You don't come to pay your respects. You don't call. And now, you need a favor. And here you are.
I said, I'm sorry, Godfather. I really do need your help. With my wife. I don't want to go through a divorce. It's going to be too much.
You mean to tell me you want me to make your wife disappear?
I said, well, I don't want to say tell you what to do. All I'm telling you is I don't want to go to the divorce and I don't want to have the problem anymore, okay? He looked at me, he said,
I have a construction project going on in Syosset. I could make her an integral part of the foundation.
I said, no, she hates tight places. Estelle, that would be too cruel to her. She gets claustrophobic.
Maybe I could make her a pair of cement shoes and throw her in the river.
Oh, don't do that. That would be too brutal. I mean, Estelle never liked the water. She never liked to swim. And as a kid, that would be awful.
Maybe a couple of 45 slugs to the back of the head in an alley.
No. God, she hates guns. She hates guns.
Maybe I should just break her legs.
Oh, no. I remember one time she had a sprained ankle and she had to use crutches. She hated walking on crutches. It was too horrible.
Maybe I'll break her arm then.
No. She picks her nose ambidextrously. And if you did that, it would be too much of a brutal session for her. I wish you wouldn't do that. He looked at me and said,
What do you want me to do then?
I said, could you, give her some indigestion or something? Or a bad case of hang day?
He said, get out of here. Hey, Stugatz, my buddy.
Sunday night on NBC.
Sometime later.